This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The 4th of December.
Hello.
December 4th. Let's see, that's one day into Mercury being in retrograde. And let's see how that's affecting you and me and the rest of the world. Jennifer has been bitten by a bed bug. So that seems to put her.
It's not a bed bug.
What is it? It's a spider.
I don't know. Some sort of spider from the desert in Vegas, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there are spiders that live in the desert, but there are spiders that live elsewhere as well. There are, and she has the worst luck when she travels. She just stay home. Wow. So anyway, she's out of the picture for a while. But Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen is here, and Doug Steffen is here. And the weekend served us all well, did it? Other than Jennifer being under the weather today because of whatever kind of bite she got from whatever kind of bug. It's a bug bite. The best of bug bites sometimes take its toll. And therefore, they become the worst of bug bites. Say that 100 times fast. Bug bites, bug bites, bug bites. All right, so what did you accomplish over the weekend, Victoria, that aims to be another claim to fame, a notch on your weekends of wonder?
Not a whole lot.
Really?
Yeah, just some cooking and relaxing, and that's pretty much it. I had a wonderful dinner on Saturday night. My best friend and I got together and went to a Mario Batali restaurant that was just out of this world.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the highlight of the weekend.
Oh, all right, so that's good. What about you, Kara?
Yeah, the highlight of my weekend was also food. A bunch of friends and I, we got together for a fondue night, so we made some really good, a couple different kind of cheese fondues and some chocolate fondue, and we cut up a bunch of stuff to eat with it and played games, so that was my Saturday night. That was a ton of fun, too.
Fun!
I was trying to be a badass. There was a picture that was taken. Miles and Megan and Brendan and I went to the Gene Autry Museum in Los Angeles on Saturday, spent hours and hours and hours there. And outside they have a play area. And in the play area they have hula hoops. So Miles and I decided we were going to do the hula hoop routine. I was teaching him as well as I could how to use the hula hoops. I'm not sure that we got that far. But I attempted to post it on our Facebook page and didn't get too far. But it will be posted shortly.
It is posted. I did it.
Oh, you did do it? Okay.
Yep.
Did I send it to you? I don't remember.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so there.
How else would I have it?
Who knows? I could have actually gotten it through and not known that I got it through. At any rate, so that was a highlight of some good food, great fun. Miles is what a character he is. He likes to try everything, and he's right at that age. So when you saw the picture of me doing the hula hoop, what did you think, Victoria?
I didn't really.
You didn't think about it?
Not really. I thought maybe Miles was too young to get the hula hoop, but it looked like he was trying.
Yeah, he was. We were both trying. I'm not sure that I get it anymore either.
I would have liked to have seen a video, because it's hard to tell what's going on in just a still picture.
I think
you know, if either one of you was
somewhere
successful at it.
Yeah, right. I think I can find a video sometime.
I'll withhold my judgment until I see a video.
It won't be much better than the picture. How many people try new things when you have time to? Do you try new things or try to revive old things that you've done? Things like the hula hoop. That was something that was around when I was, I think I was a teenager, when the hula hoops first came out, and they were supposed to be, they were touted as a great exercise routine. Do the hula hoop, get it. It was a dance routine, in a way, and it was also a way to lose weight. Keep those hips moving. Keep the waist. And I think It seemed easier then than it does now. I'm not sure why that is. It does seem easier. All right, so let's get to some of the issues of the day and what it is that people are saying about our security. Because I was on the West Coast this weekend, there was lots of discussion about the report in the L.A. Times on Friday that the U.S. is searching for new sites on the West Coast to set up anti-missile defense systems, like we don't already have enough of those. Already we have hundreds of them all over the Northwest and various other parts of the country. But because of the heightened tension, so I'm becoming a little cynical. Maybe this is more of the military-industrial complex flaming the fires of fear so we can develop some new ballistic missile system because we don't remember what we have already. And also putting the fear into the people who live on the West Coast. So, yeah, we better do this because we have to protect ourselves from this madman. And there are all kinds of signs that this thing is becoming, the aggression is out of control as the tensions continuing to escalate as a response partially to this. The U.S. sent stealth fighters into this area. The North Koreans have been warned again. And then the back and forth talk or yell or rhetoric, whatever you want to call it, a statement from the foreign ministry in North Korea said that President Trump is begging for a nuclear war. I don't see that. I see the deployment of all of these things, however, a reason to be uncomfortable. And if we spend all this money, we have $700 billion every year that we spend on readiness, if you will, on the military. So why haven't we? Do we have a missile that will knock this out of the sky or not? I can't seem to get a clear fix in my mind. I remember us being told we've got missiles on top of missiles, and wasn't that what the end of the Cold War was all about, sort of putting a lot of these missile silos into mothballs and the missiles themselves either dismantled or put someplace where they can't be used or can't be a worry? What am I right about or what am I wrong about? I'm so cynical about the military-industrial complex anyway, and all of these security briefings and how much danger there is involved in the provocation. Is this nonsense or what? There was a big National Defense Forum in Los Angeles County over the weekend, and the security advisor, McMaster, talking about the chances for a war there. What is all of this? And I don't know, maybe that's a rhetorical question for all of you to answer. I'm trying to hear something. What I hear is a lot of static. I hear a lot of the same kind of stuff that I heard. I have the benefit, if you will, of having been around during the Cold War and listening to the same kind of gobbledygook go on in the 50s and more in the 60s. It was pretty much the Cold War was a relic from the 60s for the most part, but it really didn't get put to bed till Reagan and Gorbachev got together in the 80s. So you have all of this stuff, and look at how the military-industrial complex gained during the Vietnam era, which was the 60s and 70s. And in terms of wars in my lifetime, I have more respect, or as much respect, or whatever, however you want to meter it, for the people that served in Vietnam and the anger the Americans had, the average person had toward the war, which they took out on soldiers, which was completely misplaced. The place to take it out on was Lyndon Baines Johnson, Robert McNamara, and Bill Moyes. Those are the people that should have the anger. That was those three that kept the war going, at least till Richard Nixon got in. And then Richard Nixon was trying to figure out a way, because he realized it's political suicide, to keep the thing going. So it started to wind down just in time for the 1972 election. But it went on and on and on years. And that's what I see here again. I see South Korea. There was a war in South Korea and North Korea to keep the commies from taking over the Korean Peninsula. That's why we have North and South Korea. But isn't all of that stuff, aren't we beyond all of that? Or shouldn't we be beyond all of that? I would think this is, I don't know. That's giving you what I'm thinking. What do you guys think? I mean, you don't have children, so you're not perhaps worried. Both East Coasters, so it's less likely. I'm
completely worried about this. So, and it's not just about my future children. It's about, you know, me and my family and our entire country and the world. I'm totally worried about this. And it's very frustrating. It doesn't make me feel any better that there's a ridiculous Twitter feud going on. I mean, of all the ridiculous things in the world, Twitter is pretty much right up there. And to have that kind of back and forth, to have a social media aspect and nuclear weapons in the same sentence is absolutely absurd to me. It's the whole thing is extremely frustrating and it's scary.
So that's one of the reasons I asked you what you did over the weekend. I wondered if you thought about this sort of stuff because it really got ramped up on Friday.
You can't get away from it.
No. It really is kind of hard to get away from. It's like a lot of the other stuff, like the sexual harassment stuff. Can't get away from that either.
But, you know, it's interesting how it's funny to me when you look at a headline, the U.S. sends stealth fighters or stealth jets or whatever they're called. To the Korean Peninsula. How stealth is it if it's a major headline and everyone knows about it? We're either, is this for show?
I'm saying we're getting played. That's what I'm saying. We are getting played.
We the American people?
We the American people are getting played by the militarists. That's what we're... There is something to be gained on both sides. Look at all of the money that the military that the weapons people... You can't tell me the people in China and in Russia and in North Korea and in South... Wherever there are military industrialists, they aren't all related. How many companies are there that we know of that benefit from all of this hoopla? It's a game. It's this guy in North Korea or in China says, okay, it's your turn. Now, here's what the Russians and the Chinese are now, to add to all of this, building some kind of space weapons to target any satellites that we may have that have military assets connected to them. They're testing weapons, building weapons to operate from the Earth in space, jamming laser weapons and all that kind of stuff. Look at all the stories that are floating around here for this general and that major and this military company, the Chinese and the Russians. They're at it now. And so this becomes almost, it's child's play. We're dealing with children.
That's what I mean. It's a Twitter feud, but nuclear weapons are at play. Is there no parental supervision? That's what it feels like.
We're the parents. We should be supervising better than we are.
Right.
And we aren't supervising better. All right. As far as outer space is concerned, you know how much I love what's going on at NASA.
Oh, yes.
They created a planetary playlist in the 70s, and soon... Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, you will be able to own this disc for Christmas. Here's, for NASA fans, two identical copies of the golden record on gold-plated copper discs. They were attached. One of them was to the Voyager spacecraft, V'ger, in the first Star Trek movie. The idea was if an alien civilization intercepted the Voyager, as it traveled through deep space, it could play the record and get an idea of what life is like here on Earth. There are 55 different languages that have greetings on this CD. Sounds of daily life, like babies crying and dogs barking and trains running, all kinds of music. NASA created illustrated instructions to help aliens get the data off the discs. So, if you want to get the Voyager Golden Record on CD this month, you can. Go to the NASA website, or it's going to be released in vinyl in February. How about them, Apples, boys and girls? 21 after the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
Monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal and it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Those who appear to be complex and difficult turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Musical superpower, Prince, still making news, even though he's been gone for a year. Can you believe that? Well, actually,
it's over a year, I think,
more
right?
Than a year. Yeah. Right. Yep. Lincoln Square Productions offering an all-new insight into the final year of Prince's life. Documentary is entitled Prince's Last Year. Clever how they put that together.
Amazing title.
Channel 4 in England, BBC, commissioned the project, taking a look at the most important moments of his last year, from his secret performance at the White House during the Obama era to his final tour, Piano and a Microphone. CeeLo Green and George Clinton, Al Sharpton all contributed to the project, which features interviews from the likes of Van Jones, political commentator, one of the friends of Prince, as well as singer Erin Allen Kane, former girlfriend Andy Allo, is that how you pronounce it? Allo? Allo? The film was to focus on particular themes in Prince's last year leading up to his death. It was April, so it's a year and a half, actually.
Yeah.
At least the opioid overdose. That's the first time we paid serious attention to the opioid problem, I think.
Kind of true, yeah.
As a nation. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So, Prince, if you remember, was very private. I don't know if you say secretive or private about his personal life. He mentored a lot of new female artists in his later years at his own music factory at his home, Paisley Park in Minneapolis. He honored, he was a participant, if you will. Political activism wasn't really what he was known for, but he did use his talents at the Rally for Peace in Baltimore following the death of Freddie Gray. Was he there? Or was he just someone who paid?
I think he was there. It was one of those things. It was a rare occurrence for him to show a political side.
Yes.
But that was definitely something that he felt strongly about.
About political. I don't know how. That's just political. That's just something we all should be more concerned about. Anyway, then we get into politics or whatever that is. Excuse me. At the moment, let's
race relations, whatever you want to call it. It certainly became. seem political, but yeah.
Sure did. Man, sure. As I did. All right, also on the music front, because every hour of the DJV show, we put our focus on music in this portion of the hour. And there's a focus on the new Grateful Dead photo book. 30 years of the Grateful Dead as they transitioned from a San Francisco bar band to one of the most beloved and enduring cultural institutions. You're a deadhead. Lady I took the trip with to Italy a couple of 3 weeks ago is a deadhead. I didn't ever know that about her. So, in addition to the audio recordings that are around, lots of them, lots of audio. The group left behind a lot of images shot by some of the greatest photographers that have followed rock musicians. There's a new book called Eyes of the World, Grateful Dead Photography, 65 to 95, 200 dead shots taken by more than 60 photographers, including Annie Leibovitz. Images from the book come with commentary from the photographers themselves, who are interviewed by the editors of the book. Eyes of the World is available now via Rock Out Books. Anybody ever get a book from Rock Out Books? The Beatles book I have is a Rock Out book, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big table. It's a coffee table book.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, right.
For any deadhead, this is clearly going to be a hot item for Christmas.
Eyes of the World, look for it now at your bookstore or wherever records are sold. How's that? 28 past the hour, DJV time.
Fly at the same time. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there was a group of birds who learned how to work together when the hunter threw his net over them. They would fly off in sync and be saved. But then one day, one bird accidentally stepped on another bird, and the one who was stepped on was so angry that he began to argue with the other, even though the other one tried to apologize. Soon, birds began to take sides, so that by the time the hunter threw his net on the birds again, and the one side suggested that they all fly off together, those from the other side said, "No, you fly off first." But the other side just argued. They all argued, in fact. That is, until the hunter easily caught them in his net. When you don't work with others to solve anger, you're in the mess of anger with them. To learn to fly at the same time with the people in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you. Taking care of business. Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer always to the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was?
When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
At the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is she still in Las Vegas? I saw a picture
I think
Facebook
she made it
of
home.
Her being in a hospital bed.
Right.
After getting bitten by whatever kind of bug she got bitten by.
She and her dad drove home, and she was starting to feel feverish and apparently just not really doing well. And I think her dad said, you should probably go to urgent care. And she did. So, and that was the last we heard. We haven't heard an update.
Right. All right. So we'll work on that. Keep our fingers crossed for her and what's going on with her. Meanwhile, the people in the news department starts with Matt Lauer, who, bottom line, isn't going to get $30 million from NBC. His lawyer late last week said they were going to try to get the $30 mil from the network, but the network says don't count on it. He will not be paid his last day of work. So that means a year and a half down the road, because he was paid $20 million a year to co-host the Today Show. So what does that leave in terms of speculation for who, as the countdown continues for the next person, who is it going to be? A lot of speculation when at first all of the news became the focus of all of this. That is the latest and who does what, who, which predator is doing what to whom. And so Willie Geist's name keeps coming up. The Sunday edition of Today, he's been around for a couple of years, but he's dull and boring. That's what you ladies
so
have said.
So boring.
Right.
I'm sure he's a nice person, but he's so incredibly boring. He's just a robot.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what television is all about?
No. The Today Show was supposed
Shouldn't
to be fun.
Yeah, right.
And I always think Good Morning America is a little bit of a drag because I think they take themselves too seriously.
Very. Oh,
but
my God,
Today
you're
Show,
so right about that.
Even though the ratings are higher for GMA than the Today Show, but the Today Show was always, I don't know, it's just supposed
Back
to be
to
fun.
Dave Garraway and the chimp that he used to have as his co-host. That's the real play on this. You don't remember back in the 50s, the Today Show has been on for, what, 70 years or close to 70 years? And the first host was a guy named Dave Garraway. And he had a Muggs, the chimp, was his co-host. That was it. And then you see how it's, aren't some of these people, it's kind of funny when you look at some of these people, they'll just like chimpanzees. But now it's become a big industry. But to put the likes of Willie Geist, this maybe shows where it's all gone, Victoria. Because Megyn Kelly's name, who's just,
I don't think Megyn Kelly's moving. Yeah, I don't think she's moving up into an earlier time slot.
So I don't know who Craig Melvin is. Apparently, he does an MSNBC show. He hosts the Saturday edition of Today, so he's another one who's in the.
I've never even heard that name.
Yeah, I
honestly don't know. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
And then there's
this whole week, it's going to be all women. The CBS Morning Show has made a decision that it's going to be all women, so it'll be Hoda and I guess not Hoda, Gayle King, and I don't know if Oprah will be there, but there's another woman from some other CBS show that they're putting in that spot, and they're doing it on purpose. The Today Show will be all women. I think it will be Hoda with Savannah, and they I thought they did. Last Thursday was a very weird day for them. Yeah. They found out that Matt Lauer, they thought he was in the makeup chair, and he was fired. So they had to go on the air. They had to make a statement. I thought they both handled it really well. Hoda obviously got pulled up very early into the whole thing. That night, they had to light the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. Yeah. It was a long day. Hoda filled in again. I thought that they did a phenomenal job, and so it'll be the two of them all week. And then CBS has also made that decision that it will be all women. And the reason that they want to do it, they believe that they can bust the myth that you need a man in the morning to secure the same type of ratings.
So, but mostly women watch those shows. That's the thing.
Right. And that's that's exactly what they're trying to prove, that they don't need that $30 million man like a Charlie Rose or a Matt Lauer.
So will they pay the good women $30 million bucks? That's the question. They ought to be if they're
nice.
Not good. Natalie Morales is in the mix as well.
She's great. I like her a lot.
Of the Today Show. See who else is in the replacement list.
You know, there's an online. There's been an online speculation about Ann Curry.
Really?
Because Ann Curry. Well, a lot of people still believe, and I think Ann Curry probably believes it too. Matt Lauer really threw her under the bus.
Yeah.
And that's the reason she got fired.
There's a clip of Al Roker saying that on the air. That's floating around as well about throwing people under the bus. That was aimed right at Matt. Then there's this Katie Tour, who's a correspondent for NBC News, just another talking head, male, female. There's got to be a deeper somehow. The Carson Daly is in the mix. I think he's the best choice if you're going to have a man, if you buy into what you just said. And I will tell you, this radio program comes out of the very need in the catacombs, the radio catacombs, of something to compete with the television shows that are aimed at women. These TV, all three of these shows do very well. Mostly the audience is women who are trying to find out what's going on, and as you suggested, have sort of a fun play on the day, but they become also serious because they're so wrapped up in themselves that they aren't fun anymore. There's very little. Roker, once in a while, lightens things up, and I don't tell you that I think that Matt Lauer has a great sense of humor. I think Roker's great on his feet, and that has led to some great moments.
Yeah.
But it hasn't Stephanopoulos. He doesn't have a sense of humor, for God's sakes. And neither does Robin What's-Her-Face. She doesn't have a sense of humor. I don't know.
Although, you know, but she's very well liked, though, Robin Roberts. She's very popular with women. So you don't have to be funny, but she's definitely someone who is really popular. To me, you could get rid of Lara Spencer, and I wouldn't even notice she was gone.
What's-His-Face is Les Moonves, who runs CBS's wife. Isn't she in the mix there someplace?
She has that other show, The Talk.
Oh, she's not on.
She's the host
show.
Of that. No.
Uh-huh.
No, she's got her other thing in the afternoon.
Someone named Tamron Hall.
Tamron Hall is. She's been on and off. I want to say I've seen her more show. Entertainment stuff.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
more of an entertainment type reporter.
Yeah. And then there's both Oprah. Well, Oprah over at CBS. Maria Shriver, who is very, very popular, former wife of George Stephanopoulos, good deck, of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Kennedy. She has that look, but she did have her chops. Of all of the people that are mentioned here, all the women that are mentioned, I think she would be the most interesting person to put into the mix. Whether she desires to do it or not remains to be seen. She doesn't need the money, I always thought that she had what it takes. And Oprah would be a very interesting addition to what's going on at CBS, which is what they, wasn't that the rumor last week that they had asked her to come be in the mix for a while?
She did, right?
Oh, didn't she
fill
she
in? Yeah, I think she did fill in for Charlie Rose to be with Gail. And who's the other person? There's another person in there, too, right? I don't really watch it, so I'm not really sure.
Well, we're on the air when all that stuff
right.
is on. So, and I don't find it intriguing to sit and watch a television to see, quote-unquote, what's going on. Like a lot of people who do these shows, some of the talk people, have televisions in their studio, and they keep them on mute, but they can see all the time. I could no more do a program with some kind of video running in the background while I'm trying to concentrate or focus on what we're doing here, they could fly to the moon. But that's what a lot of them do anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just better at having their brain be ambidextrous. So anyway, this thing will play out. It's a saga. It's a whole to do, and it'll be. It won't. The thing about it is, it won't hurt the ratings. Because now people are all, so who's going to be on today? And that's for both those shows. So I see ABC actually as being the loser at the moment because it's the same old bunch. But people will go to CBS and see, is Oprah going to be on today? Who's going to be on today?
Right.
And the same at NBC. Who's going to replace Matt? Let's see who's going to be on today.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's true.
Is Hoda the one who's in there now?
I believe Hoda is sitting in with Savannah, yes. And then Hoda does her own hour with Kathy Lee.
Did we talk about Kathy Lee and her response to this, or did I read that?
No, I haven't heard what her response is.
Oh, my God, she went down the Christian road. She talked about her husband, who was a cheater on her, and how she forgave him, and how it was all, she uses a religious-based antidote to that problem for him, who's Frank Gifford, that was his name, I was trying to remember
right.
his name. Frank Gifford was a football player.
Yeah.
He was on, I think, all the football broadcasts for years and years and years and years and years. Died a couple of years ago. And he was notoriously caught with somebody. And she forgave him. And they went on to live what seemed to be a fairly normal life. And for that, I have great admiration for her. Because most women can't. Nor maybe should they. I'm not going to get into the middle of that sort of discussion, but
right.
The fact that he did receive blessings or, okay, Frank, I forgive you. And it was a great public lesson for a lot of people. But then she went off onto the Christian thing on Friday and was talking about forgiving Matt, and it just was kind of a convoluted, confusing.
It's like I understand where she texted him and said, well, I guess she was, questioning the same way that she had questioned with her husband. Was everything a lie? You know, as you would think, if you know Matt Lauer and you're friends with him and then you find this stuff out and you're like, okay, is everything I know about this person a lie? Which I understand feeling that. But then apparently she texted him that morning and said, I adore you and no person in the world is perfect, which is true, but I don't know. It just seemed like everything that she was saying is that, like, you know, you're this man that we love and we adore you and we still feel that way. And, you know, it's up to God to heal all of this. And I just, my issue with that is that it totally takes away his responsibility in the
right,
situation.
Completely.
You know, whether you are religious or not, I just think that each person has their own responsibility. And he did a lot of things to, it seems like, a decent amount of people. And, you know, I don't know. Was he really that great of a guy if he did those things?
Right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
apparently his wife is now officially just, she's left the house. They've been living separate lives, even though they're still married. But now, I guess this, with all the scrutiny, it's been too much. And so that, in New York and local news, that made headlines that she's gone. I don't know where she went, but they probably have a house in Stad or something that she went to.
Well, they have a farm in New Zealand that he purchased 3 or 4 years ago. It looked like it was a retirement sort of thing, 1,400 acres, and the people in New Zealand sold it to him because you're not supposed to buy, or the New Zealanders don't like foreigners buying up their property, but they made exception to him or for him because he was this big star and yada, yada, yada. But now that the scrutiny is on him, they're thinking of taking the land away from him. You haven't seen that, but that's a sort of ancillary story to all of this.
Mm.
You see how wrapped up I've been in this? I read all this stuff on the plane going to L.A.
Yeah.
on Friday afternoon, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't normally even want to go down this road. I don't find it productive, but
right.
I get myself wrapped up in all
but
of this stuff.
It's just like the Harvey Weinstein stuff, which kicked off all of the sexual assault scandals and everything. You can't get away from it. This is... You know, this is what people are really talking about. This is on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
Because it's not just because it's Matt Lauer and it's someone that we've all watched for so many years, or Charlie Rose or any, you know, the other people too.
Yeah.
The guy who's the head conductor of the Metropolitan Opera. I mean, mm-hmm. It's crazy. It just keeps going and going. Uh-huh. But it's how this is trickling down into other industries, I think, is what really is how
male,
it's affecting daily life for other
male,
people.
This is going to sound, I don't know how it sounds, but I'm going to say it because I know it and I've seen it and I've felt it. Influential male classical musicians, conductors in that ilk, are notorious for having affairs with underlings. Notorious for having it.
I could totally see that. And I'm an opera fan, but I could totally see that. When you're told your entire life that you're a prodigy,
oh my God,
that's a power trip that not many people, you know, can move on from and be not affected by.
All right, speaking of power trips, I have the honor of announcing the winner of the Works Tool giveaway. We had a random pick of a name, and I'll have it for you, not now, but soon. How about that? I love doing that. It's 11 before the hour.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Time out for Turkey Talk. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was a couple of weeks ago. It's Tech Talk now. Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, brought to you by the folks at Total Wireless. Get the best deal, the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. You get four lines on America's largest network for $25 a line per month. Find out more. Listen to this from TotalWireless.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
So let's get first into The way you pay your cable bill, your internet bill, a lot of people are going to notice the bills going up, so maybe it's time for some cancellations. I'm pretty sick of getting charged $240 a month for this thing they call crap. This service is ill. It's ill described as service from Fios or from what do you call it? So what do we do? How are we going to fix this problem?
Well, the new year tends to be when people do notice that their cable and internet bill goes up. It's not necessarily anything to do with new pricing. It's pretty much when everyone's promotional offers end. And so you should definitely know when your promotional pricing ends. You should look it up. You should be able to find it on your bill. It will not be front and center, obviously. They don't really want you to know when your promotional pricing will end, but take a look through your bill and make sure you note that date on your calendar so you can call them up before that ends and you can negotiate whatever the new pricing will be. There are several things that you can do. You can obviously revisit what type of channels you have if you want to lower your bill. You can also, the number one thing, always be nice. Don't be a jerk about it. But when you do call up, be clear about what you want. Be firm and say, my bill is $240 a month. This is ridiculous. Why does my bill keep going up? Why do I have to pay for this type of service? They will put you on to a next customer service representative whose sole job is to keep you there. So once you get to that person, then you know, okay, they obviously want to keep me, and that's where you've got your real negotiating powers with that person. And then the best thing to do, you always know what the competitors are charging, so you can price compare. They will match other prices, and also know that you can always threaten and say you're going to a satellite TV provider, which the cable companies have lost a lot of customers to DirecTV and Dish and things like that. The third option is, and there's really nothing they can do about this, but this is what I've done. If you're ready to cut the cord completely and use an online digital cable service, I have PlayStation View. You can also use Sling TV, DirecTV Now. Those are all incredibly great options.
Can
YouTube,
you use them
TV
to get regular TV, regular network TV using those options?
That's what I have. Yep. I have all the major networks, and it's $40 a month.
How do you get your internet?
The internet is still, I kept the internet through my, RCN is our local provider. So it's Time Warner, RCN, or Fios in New York City.
Right.
So I kept my RCN internet, which I do really like, and I got rid of everything else and saved a ton of money.
So you have competition there. All I have here is Verizon. That's
yeah,
it.
Unfortunately,
I might be able to find some cable company someplace that would come here, but it's because I'm where I am.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly in the, I'm in the wild open space.
You're in the boonies?
What some people think of the boonies.
What I would call the boonies.
Yeah, what you would call the boonies, yeah.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.